the station, you can win a year's subscription to Sky Movies HD and HD TV to watch it on. Thanks to Sky Movies, they're putting on a free preview weekend starting tomorrow at 6 o'clock on the Sky Movies Showcase channel. To find out more, if you head to absoluteradio.co.uk. And also, it starts Lost in the Breakfast Show tomorrow and it goes right through to Jeff Lloyd with his Home Time show. Right, so I'm trying to find out for Ruby, my daughter, do big cats, like lions and tigers, do they purr? You, David Tennant, say...
Well, I don't think they're going to purr in the way that you, like a domestic cat, would purr, no. Yeah. Very good. That was quite good.
Thank you. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Christian.
Alison, what's your expertise on this matter?
No expert, but I spent a day... it was a birthday present from my husband as a big cat keeper at Paradise Wildlife Park in Broxbourne in Hertfordshire. And the lovely keeper there, Jenny, told me... that cheetahs purr because they're the biggest of the small cats, but lions, tigers and leopards roar.
Right.
So you can't have the roaring and the purring?
No.
It's one or the other.
Right.
Yeah. But saying that, I actually watched a programme called Zoo Tales about Chester Zoo, and they had an Amur leopard, which is the Russian leopard.
Of course.
And he was purring like a good 'un.
Really?
They were trying to take a trace of his heartbeat because they're so rare... They have.
Have you got one with you there?
They're so rare. So I've got my 3-year-old here as well.
Purring or roaring?
Amur leopard. Amur. They were trying to take a reading of his heart, and they'd done some target training with him, and he was enjoying it so much.
Some target training? What, they gave him a pistol or something?
They have a little ball on the end of a stick, and every time he touches the stick in the way they want, he gets a treat.
Well. Can I just go backwards to the beginning of this call? Is that your husband got you as a birthday present?
Yeah, my 40th birthday present.
Your 40th, you know, that's a lovely birthday. But he got you as a treat a day at an animal
Paradise
park.
Paradise Wildlife Park.
Paradise Wildlife. Was that a welcome present? Or?
No, I've always had... I've always loved big cats, tigers in particular, and I've always wanted to hand feed a tiger. And I actually
hand feed a tiger.
Yeah.
What's that? Here's some triangle sandwiches I made with the crust cut off. Arm back?
I had the privilege of feeding 40 stone of Siberian tiger. He was absolutely beautiful.
What do they eat apart from whatever they want?
Well, they feed them mainly on horse that's donated.
Wow, donated a horse!
Nice to hear this. It's donated.
Yeah.
The horse going,
hey,
have a look in there. Shut
at least the
door.
The horse gave its flank willingly.
It's got like a donor card.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the animal's died of natural causes, it gets sort of donated to the zoos and whatever.
Right.
So nothing goes to waste.
Sure.
Sure, which is great. We like that.
And also at the same time, they'd had two white lion cubs born a week before.
They've got it all going on there at Paradise.
Oh, it was amazing. It was a real... Next to having my daughter, it was one of the best things I've ever done in my life.
Really was. And it's funny because my mum's really... What is something about, right, tigers and lions, right? My mum's really into them. And once she came to stay with me, this is about... Yeah, it was last year. And there was a David Attenborough tiger special on.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Do you know what I'm on about? Well, listen to this, Alison, right? Suddenly I'm aware of my mum reaching into a handbag and pulling out her digital camera... and starts taking pictures of the TV screen.
What?
And I said, what are you doing? She went, I'm never going to see an animal like that up close. I said, well, you're not going to see it.
She should have got your mum's next birthday present.
She should have got in front of the telly. You could have taken pictures then. It would be like she met them.
Like she was cut with her arm around the tiger. Yeah. Like, look who I've got here.
Yeah, and the beauty of paying the park rather than these activity tickets is if you pay the park, the money goes towards conservation.
Well, that's
really
very nice.
Important.
Yeah.
All right.
Unless you're a horse.
But you get to really get hands on with the cats, feeding them, finding out.
Is that a good idea? What happens if there hasn't been a horse donated for a couple of days? And so they think, well, listen, you know, horse, but you'll do.
Well, we were shown charts and graphs of what they're fed every week, and they try and replicate it as it is in the wild. Because obviously they're not going to eat every day, so you mustn't.
They don't eat every day.
No, because
I guess you don't have a regular tea time out in the wild.
No,
well you don't. No. You don't. No. But we were. I mean, it's an amazing feeling to get that close to such an enormous cat.
Sure.
It really was amazing. It was.
Alison, thank you very much for your call.
Okay, I'll right. Stop shaking now.
No, listen, thank you very much for
well
giving
done,
us a
Alison.
Call. Honestly, that was brilliant. Thank you very much, all right?
It
take
nice
care, mate.
It's nice to talk to you, Christian. You're doing a grand job, and I've been listening
he's
to
all right.
Virgin
he's all right. Listen,
from day one.
Be careful, well, Alison. Don't feed him. He's had good
don't feed me.
He's had good listening
donated
figures.
Donated horses.
And,
okay, Alison, thank yeah. you very much. You're cool. Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
How I condense all of that to a six-year-old when I get home today, I'm still yet to know.
Yeah.
I don't even want to tell her that she likes horses, that they eat those as well.